Welcome back to the Me, Myself, and Her podcast, a space on the airwaves dedicated to helping mission-driven women to lead and succeed in life, careers, and relationships while being good stewards of their mental health. I'm Alicia Caldwell, a licensed professional counselor, author, and speaker on a mission to change the world, one mentally empowered woman at a time. We can't get to any place of significance if we don't set aside the time to plan. That's why it's so important even for business owners like myself to have a business plan, which is something that I'm working on right now. I'm revamping my whole perspective about what it means to really detail my plan to be successful in business, because it's not going to happen by accident. You're not going to be better at whatever thing it is that you have identified as your priority during this season of life. You won't get better at it accidentally. You won't stumble up on the success that you say you desire. But what you can do is plan. I'm going to package this conversation in the word plan. I'm going to use it as an acronym, P-L-A-N, just to make it easier to digest. And the P stands for prioritize self-care. Make self-care a top priority in your daily routine. I know you've heard me say that time and time again, and some of you are still asking the question, what does self-care have to do with my success in business, in my success in my relationships, and so on and so forth? And I've explained it many times, but I'm going to say it again. When we are better, everything and everyone who we care about, support, and lead will reap the benefits because we are showing up at our best. Don't believe me? Go to work without enough rest. You show up different. Don't believe me? Ask your spouse. Ask your children. Do I show up different when I'm hungry? Do I show up different when I haven't gotten enough rest? Do I show up different when I haven't taken the time for me? I guarantee that the majority of the time they would say, yeah, you're a little bit more irritable when you haven't taken good care of yourself, or you're tired, or you're hungry, and this thing and the other thing, when you have too many things on your plate. Prioritize your self-care. That's what the P stands for. The L stands for listen to your body. Our bodies will give us the signs. When we need more rest, there's warning signals. When we need to step away from the computer, our bodies will give us the signs. Sometimes when I'm sitting in front of the computer for too long, my back starts to get a little achy. My shoulders are feeling kind of tight. My eyes are getting dry. And sometimes, in all honesty, I'll sit there for longer. My shoulders will get a little bit more tight. And I'll say, okay, I got to step away. Stand up, stretch, go get a snack. Your body will give you the signs. So listen. Listen to your body. It's communicating to you. It will let you know what you need. The question is, are you listening? And if you are listening, are you responding? Are you taking the data that your body is sharing with you and doing something with it? I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Oftentimes, what's been going on the inside, whatever mental or emotional turmoil that is, by the time it shows up on the outside in the form of our physical body, it's been going on the inside for years. And now our bodies are becoming a reflection of that internal stuff that we haven't dealt with. Listen to your body. The A in plan stands for allocate time for relaxation. Relax. Schedule regular periods in your day just to chill. It's okay to do nothing, to sit outside and not have anything on the schedule in that moment except relaxation, a short walk, a deep breathing exercise, sitting with your favorite cup of coffee, tea, or whatever beverage you enjoy, and just being still. Give yourself permission to unwind, and in the relaxation, there's a recharge. There's a renewal, a restoration that happens when we step away from the rat race of life and we just be there in the present moment without worrying about the next thing that we have to get to. And the N stands for nurture relationships. Invest time in meaningful connections with others. If you're anything like me, you can go a decent amount of time without a whole lot of social interaction. It doesn't mean you don't care about your friends, you don't care about your family, but you can go some days without having that phone call. You don't need a daily conversation with people. But there are relationships that daily investment is necessary. For example, spouse, partner, children, the people that live in your home. Investing time in connecting, conversations, having dinner together, which I admit I am not as intentional about as I need to be, because sometimes in our household, we have dinner at different times. When people are hungry, they eat, and someone else is hungry at a different time. But I, at least with my husband and I, we try to be intentional about being present with each other during our eating time. That's the time where we can have a conversation. And truth be told, sometimes we eat dinner and we watch a movie, but it's something that we both enjoy. Being in the presence of one another creates opportunity to talk, to snuggle, to express love, to joke, to laugh, and all the things. If you don't invest the time, you may not get around to it accidentally. In fact, you won't get around to it accidentally. Healthy, thriving relationships require your intentional participation. The question is, are you willing to invest so you can reap the return on that investment? In addition, social support. It's vital for our emotional well-being. We don't exist in this world alone. We're not on some secluded island. We are in community with other people. And we get to decide how intentional we are about engaging, interacting, connecting with those who are in our circles, whether it's our households, our community, our neighborhoods, the friendships that we have that maybe we don't get to talk to those individuals all the time. Are we being intentional about reaching out? Or are we always waiting for someone to reach out to us? I hope that your relationships are reciprocal in nature. Sometimes you're the one reaching out and sometimes they're the one reaching out. Because I understand that can get a little annoying. It can get tedious if you're the one always trying to be the connector, always trying to invest the time and other people aren't doing the same. But that's something for another day that we can talk about. But I'm here to encourage you today to plan. PLAN, prioritize your self-care. Listen to your body, allocate time for relaxation, and nurture your relationships. By incorporating this plan, I'm going to predict that you will have a stronger foundation for your overall well-being and resilience. Is this the end-all be-all? Like, if you do it, everything in your life is going to be better. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying today is put yourself on the schedule and stop canceling. Before we part ways, I want to share with you a virtual opportunity to engage with me live on May 1st, 2024, to kick off Mental Health Awareness Month. At 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm hosting a virtual book reading, discussion, and Q&A about self-love. Unlock your self-love with me, Alicia Caldwell, the author of The Journey Back to Self, a guide to unlock your peace, power, and prosperity. If you want to be there, which I hope you do, sign up today and save your virtual seat. I'll include the link in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found value in the conversation, but keep in mind that the information shared is not a substitute for your personal relationship with a licensed mental health provider or medical professional. And as always, stay mindful and master your mental as you prepare for a growth-focused week. I'll see you next time.